Can you tell us a little bit about your career then? It sounds like you've been in the Connecticut River Valley, but also here.
Yeah, well, typically in the Fish and Wildlife Service, being a federal agency, they like it if you move around. So I was schooled at the University of Maine at Orono. I have a degree in wildlife management. And, you know, about senior year, the 60 of us that were in that program said, wait a minute, there's no jobs in wildlife. What are we doing? You know? And the professor said, well, you know, you'll be good citizens. Have a nice day. And so my first job was actually with the Environmental Protection Agency in Manhattan. It was lovely. You know, Federal Environmental Protection Agency. I did environmental impact statements and environmental assessments on sewer programs. At the time, the Clean Water Act was in full swing, and we were doing a lot of, so, you know, what are the cumulative impacts and secondary impacts of putting a big sewer main through the middle of New Jersey? That was kind of what we did. Then I moved to Boston, the Boston region of, again, federal EPA. I had a short stint with the Army Corps, but by that time I had met and married my husband, who was in the Fish and Wildlife Service in refuges, and he got transferred to Moosehorn National Wildlife Refuge, so I had to quit the Army Corps, went with him to Moosehorn National Wildlife Refuge. There weren't two jobs, so, you know, we had our family up in Calais. We also, then he was the first refuge manager at Petitmanan National Wildlife Refuge, so we moved to Steuben, lived there for 6 years. And then he was encouraged to move, so we had to go to Maryland for 2 years, so we were at Eastern Neck National Wildlife Refuge in Maryland. And then he went to the regional office in Hadley, and that was about the time my kids were back in school in kindergarten and whatnot, and so I got a job in Hadley. You know, I had done some work for actually some freelance work for some of the ecological services, the estuary program, Delaware estuary program, and things like that. So I kind of tried to keep my hand in it. And so when they were doing the Silvio Conti National Fish and Wildlife Refuge, they needed somebody that could write an EIS, you know, could work on an EIS team.
Sounds like you have a really good NEPA background.
So I did have it's a little rusty. I haven't done a lot of it in some years, because at Conti, then I became the biologist. You know, after we got the project up and running, I knew all the biology, so they pulled me over as the biologist, and then I was, you know, kind of went up the chain in place, which is really unusual. I got, you know, we lived in Amherst for 15 years near the Hadley Regional Office, so I was very lucky to be in that refuge and able to kind of my career, you know, move along as people left and stuff. I just kind of stayed in place, which is unusual. They do like us to move, and so then this opportunity came up, and we had wanted to come back to Maine for, you know, ever since we left. We didn't really want to leave, but, you know. So we were just thrilled to be able to come back.
Now, did you replace Charlie?
I did. Charlie unexpectedly took a job back in, he was from the Midwest, and we all thought he'd be here till he retired, and I guess, you know, they just offered him a promotion, and his wife had been wanting to be closer to their kids, and, you know, when we were looking at houses in Maine, that seemed to be the deal. A lot of people, you know, come up here and retire, and then their kids are, you know, when they have grandkids and stuff, all of a sudden they really want to be closer to them. So it seems to be a common thread in a lot of people's lives. So Charlie did unexpectedly, you know, leave, and so he was
there you are.
A nice guy.